Last week in class, you learned trennbare Verben or separable verbs. As your lecturer would have told you, each separable verb consists of two parts, ein Verb und ein Präfix.
If a separable verb is used in a sentence, the conjugated verb will be in the usual second position, while the prefix goes to the end of the sentence. So, in case you encounter a verb that does not seem to make sense, take a look at the end of the sentence and see if there is a prefix there. If there is a prefix at the end of the sentence, then the verb is a separable verb.
You may be curious about the meanings or the function of the prefix of a separable verb. Well, in some cases, the prefixer will just modify the meaning of the verb a little. For example, gehen means to go. By adding aus, which means out or out of, to gehen, you have the verb ausgehen, which means to go out.
Or by adding mit, which means with or along in English, to the verb kommen, you have mitkommen, to come along. By adding zurück or back to the verb kommen, you have zurückkommen, to come back.
But in some cases, the separable verbs can mean something totally different from the original verbs. For instance, anfangen, which means to start or begin, is not related to the original meaning of the verb fangen, which actually means to catch.